This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Tom Larson is the City of Eugene's traffic engineer. His purview includes signals, calming zones, and street signs. I asked him what brought him to his current position.
I'd been working for the city for about 10 years at the time. Traffic engineering seemed like a really exciting thing to get into at that point in my career.
And what exactly does your job encompass?
I am in charge of about 241 traffic signals, 10,000 streetlights, 35,000 signs, and all the markings you see on the road. The staff that maintains all of those things reports to me.
Well, let's talk traffic. For openers, how are decisions made on installing traffic lights and stop signs?
The decision to install a brand new traffic signal involves looking at what's called warrants. You need a certain amount of volume, a certain amount of delay, types of crashes that might be eliminated or reduced if you installed a signal.
What does a signal cost?
Probably costs around $250,000 now.
Do you make that decision, or is it a committee who makes that decision as to the need for a signal?
Ultimately, I'm the one that has to sign off on it. There's a lot of staff discussion that goes into whether it's needed, whether it benefits the overall community, and how it's going to get paid for.
I understand that any given signal can be programmed several different ways. Could you talk about that?
Say on a major commute route, we have a morning southbound peak or a noontime peak. We have the ability to put in, say, eight different, what we would call a time of day plan. So, for example, the middle of the night, you're coming home, it's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock. The signal would respond to one person showing up. What we know is by morning, we'll have a heavy volume, one going one direction or the other. We can actually build into the programming switch to say at 7:30, we'll start retiming the signal to favor this commute.
So the same traffic light that I hit at different times of the day will respond differently to me because it is a different time of the day.
Very much the case.
When I was at 19th and University yesterday, I noticed there were no street signs there. How do you deal with this feeling of street signs?
I have staff that probably is in the shop right now making street name signs and replacing them. It's an ongoing battle we have with crime of opportunity. Someone who thinks it would look better, say, in their dorm room, not to besmirch university students, but it seems like there's a propensity for that.
Going back to traffic signals, do politicians or everyday citizens exert or try to exert influence into the decisions to put in new signals?
I don't recall ever having political pressure put on me to install a particular signal.
We're speaking with Tom Larson. He's the traffic engineer for the City of Eugene. Eugene has a lot of deliberate street obstructions that are intended to slow cars down, called traffic calming. What works, what doesn't, and what determines where they go?
We have met the enemy, and it is us. From POGO, as I look at speed studies, half of the drivers in Eugene violate the speed limit, which kind of makes me wonder, why are we trying to do traffic calming? I go to a lot of public meetings, and all of the citizens that go to the public meetings and complain about speeding always drive at or below the speed limit. However, the statistics that one finds with a radar gun would indicate something entirely different. People are very comfortable driving 5 miles over the speed limit. We get a large number of people saying we need traffic calming because too many people are going 5 miles over the speed limit. And it's your neighbors, it's yourself.
Clearly the bumps that people have to slow down for, people generally slow down for, they don't want to hurt their cars. But for instance, on Polk, there's a thing where you have to kind of go around in curves. Half the people don't even do that. They go straight over it. So there is a difference between the effectiveness, isn't there, of some of these?
There's a lot of differences in the effectiveness. Traffic calming, particularly the bumps, are shown to be really, really effective. What really gets impacted by speed bumps is emergency vehicle response. They cannot get back up to speed. So Polk is an example of a street where it's a major fire run route. We did not want to slow down that emergency response. So I would describe Polk as a failed experiment where we tried to do something that would slow down some of the drivers but not impede those emergency response.
City of Eugene, traffic engineer Tom Larson. For KLCC News, I'm Claude Offenbacher.